Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's get the bad news out of the way to start the show.
So this couple consider themselves diehard Utah Utes football fans. Ben and Jackie said they've been saving up cash to pay Ben's parents back after they plunked down the money for these two to get season tickets to go watch their favorite college football team. That's nice that the parents would front them the cash, though, right?
Yeah, that's nice.
And so they've been saving up the money, and they had it just in an envelope, and sure enough, they'd saved up $1,060 to pay the folks back.
Okay, good solid chunk of change, yeah.
Everything was going just fine. They'd done the savings, they'd put it in the envelope, just had to give it to you, give it to the old folks, and then you're done with it. Well, unfortunately, their two-year-old was familiar with the shredder that they have at their house.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, why would you have a shredder accessible by a two-year-old?
Why would they know how to use it?
And it turns out the couple may be out of the money, but maybe not, as you would expect. The two-year-old took the envelope full of the cash, put it all through the shredder.
And, of course, it actually shred the whole time this time.
As opposed to jamming like a 1 inch in this time. Shreds it to pieces.
Straight through.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's actually a government office, though, that deals with mutilated cash. Ben said he contacted the office, and they told him to mail the shreds to D.C., and then he may actually get the money back in the next year or two.
Well, I mean, that's better than completely losing it, right?
Maybe. You might get your money back in a year or two.
That's not even, like, you know, a solid maybe. It's like,
Or is this just a really clever way to not pay your parents back? No, I'll get you back in a year or two whenever the Office for Mutilated Cash gets back to me.
Yeah, I was looking up the Utah Utes record this season. They're
good year for them.
They're currently in fifth place in the Pac-12 South.
Oh boy, oh boy.
So
how many teams are there in the Pac-12 South?
Not that many.
Six,
four.
Well, some good news today.
Okay.
Researchers from Carnegie Mellon University said that people who consider themselves huggers actually have better overall health and stronger relationships. Hugs make us happier.
Does anybody here consider themselves a hugger?
I feel like I'm kind of annoyed by people that are always like, get over here, I'm a hugger.
Ian, are you a hugger?
Only with close personal friends and acquaintances. Other than that, don't touch me.
I mean, I'm a hugger with, like you said, if it's family, if it's
a friend,
friends for that you've known for a long time. But
as far as like a stranger?
About it, yeah, I mean, Sylvia, have you ever hugged any of us three ever?
Never.
Never.
That is a bold-faced lie. I hugged you.
You did. No.
I asked if she had ever hugged any of us, if you creepily had hugged her.
Why were you creepily hugging Sylvia?
We were celebrating.
Yeah.
What?
Me.
Yeah.
You're celebrating
me?
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Sorry.
He just said, like, oh, just get over here. I might hug you.
Was Ian a good hugger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a great hugger.
Have you ever hugged Mahoney? Never?
No.
No.
Mahoney's an awkward hugger.
Yeah,
I'm not an awkward hugger. I don't want to hug anybody.
That's what makes you an awkward hugger.
Yeah.
You do because this thing where you have this weird lean, and then you take your arms and they turn into boat paddles, and you go.
You move person like ow, ow.
That's exactly
ow,
right.
He does the pat.
He does this weird.
The reason I lean over is because I am moving my crotch away from you.
Why? If I'm going in for a hug, I want the full experience.
Crotch on crotch, any sort of crotch action that should be happening during
a hug.
That's why I don't like hugs.
You're a weird hugger.
I'm not a weird hugger.
I'm a considerate hugger.
Stop thinking about your crotch with every hug.
Yeah, stop making it about you, man. Just like a little embrace.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
No. No, I don't want to
crotch. Why are you putting, like, you're thrusting your hips?
Yeah, nobody hugs with their groin out.
No one's doing this.
Nobody leads with their junk.
Speak for yourself.
Oh.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yay, Sylvia! Why? Let's rock, girl! Let's rock, my beautiful love! I love you, Sylvia. Bye!
Message deleted.
So that's Creepy Tony. If you're not familiar with Creepy Tony, he has been calling and saying these things to Sylvia for quite some time now, about a year and a half.
Almost, yeah.
And he went away for a little while, and we didn't know where he'd been. But we did some digging, because we thought this was just some guy like playing a character.
Yes.
And it's not.
No.
This guy does this not just to Sylvia, but to...
We've got other friends in the radio business in other cities.
Female radio personalities across the country.
So, Tony, if I see you, I'm just going to beat your ass. Like,
oh,
straight
come
up.
On.
No, no. Like, dude, you're just a creep. Like, please come to the radio station. I've got a great...
Stop. Don't say that.
I've got a great attorney. I'm going to beat your ass. Stop. You're a creep. You are a creep. You are a stupid, creepy-ass creep, dude. What are you doing?
Well, maybe don't come to the radio station.
No, come here when I'm here, and I'll beat your ass.
Well, what if he comes here and then you're not here?
Then somebody else will. Ian. We'll have
I'm
Ian
not going to
do
anything.
Yeah, I'll do it. Ian's tough. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen anyhow. If Mahoney is here, he's going to go, Ian, go beat that guy's ass.
And
for
I'll totally do it.
That's right. Thank you, Ian.
You're very welcome.
Ian, look, you seem like you could be scrappy, but...
You don't know, man. Don't stop.
All right. You just...
You don't know.
You're kind of
like
dainty.
What do you... Like, what's this guy doing? That's what I want to know. Like, why are you such a piece of crap creep? Seriously.
Get a hobby.
Yeah.
And maybe this is his hobby. That's his hobby, just calling female jocks.
Mahoney, I feel like you're being a little over the top.
No, here. I'm not. No, No. Everybody who's listening agrees. Who's been listening for a while can agree that guy is a total creep.
Please
without a doubt. Deserves his ass beat.
Hey, Sylvia. I got a question for you. Say that Dave and Mahoney ever made it big time, like they went Hollywood, right? And they needed a manager. And they both came to you, and they did ask you if you would be their manager. Who would you choose to manage, either Dave or Mahoney?
Message deleted.
Mahoney.
God, I hate you.
Why?
See, Dave's not defending your honor. He
Why
makes
do you hate me?
He talks trash about your choices of management. Why are you so hateful towards Sylvia, Dave?
I'm not hateful towards Sylvia.
Yes. You just said you hated me.
No, I would like to hear your reasoning. Go ahead.
I just think he'd be easier to manage.
I'm very amenable.
You are out of your mind, girl.
I'm a hard worker.
No, you're not.
You know, I mean, I would attach my cart to this horse, too. You know, because I'm going to trot down to Successful Town.
Please leave a message. Trot.
Is it perhaps this horse that you're riding on?
Sounds like a gallant horse to me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Buenos dias. If you guys had to go to one concert between Static X or Limp Bizkit, which one would you go to?
Message deleted.
Well, Wayne Static is dead.
R.I.P. Yeah.
So I guess Limp Bizkit?
By default.
I've seen both. And at the time, Limp Bizkit was the bee's knees, as the kids say.
Was it on the Family Values tour?
I saw them on Family Values and a couple other times. But they were fun back in the day.
Yeah.
Back when before they started hating each other. And then
they were a group of talented guys. I always thought Wes Borland was a great bassist. John Otto was a great drummer. Mm-hmm. I've seen
Wes Borland the guitarist?
Oh, you're right. He was.
Yeah.
That's right.
The other way around. John was the bassist, right?
No, John was the drummer.
He was the drummer.
And then you had DJ Lethal from...
Yeah, that's right, DJ
from,
Lethal.
House of Pain.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like...
Who would you choose to manage in Hollywood? Myself, Mahoney, or Fred Durst? Today.
Fred Durst.
You bitch. God, you're the worst.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ian. Have you ever considered doing your laundry at any of the laundromats you so frequent so often? Do you even do your own laundry?
Message deleted.
No and no.
If you haven't
heard,
you don't
do your own laundry?
No, my girlfriend doesn't like the way I do laundry.
What does that have to do with you?
What do you mean?
I
mean,
can't you just like separate?
You just do your own laundry.
Yeah, well, what do your clothes have to do with her clothes?
We wash them together because it's a little bit more economical. You know, we don't want our water bill going through the roof.
I see.
So she doesn't like how I just put every single article
what
of clothing.
What is your water bill a month?
I don't know.
No one
Do
knows.
Do you even pay a water bill
yeah,
a month?
Yes,
because
I
you
pay.
Live in an apartment.
No, I give her money.
I know what my water bill is.
What?
$16.
$16.
$16 is what I pay a month every month
what
in water.
Are you bragging?
That seemed kind of braggadocious.
Yeah. I keep my water bill low. That's all I'm saying. I'm just curious, like, because in most apartments that I've lived in.
What's up, county water district?
We got friends who work in the water district.
Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Ben Affleck has been going through it. He got basically forced into rehab by his soon-to-be ex-wife. She went and stormed his house and picked him up and stopped at a burger joint on the way, which is nice.
She's like the nicest ex-wife ever.
Well, yeah, she really is the mother of their children.
Yeah.
He is the father of their children. So, you know, if you are trying to raise good human beings, maybe having a good relationship and
good
having a father who's not who's abusing substances is probably in their best interest.
Ben Affleck broke his silence after a 40-day rehab stint. The 46-year-old actor said that, "This week, I completed my 40-day stay at a treatment center for alcohol addiction and remain in outpatient care. He thanked his family for their support as he battles this illness, and the star made it clear that he will always be in treatment, and it is a full-time commitment." He ended his statement with, "I hope down the road I can offer an example to others who are struggling." Sources say that Jennifer Garner has not sped up their divorce because she did not want to deal with custody issues of their children while he was still drinking.
Yeah, it's considerate.
Yeah, it's considerate, but she's still pretty determined to, I guess, officially go their separate ways.
I've read that.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she's kind of gone above and beyond.
At this point?
At this point, yeah. You know. But again, I good on her for being a bigger person and being able to, you know, like, try to get a guy who she still cares about treatment.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's
like you said, probably good for the kids.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, that's what. And,
you know, good example.
It's just one of those things too. Like alcoholism, it is a disease that just does not get the kind of respect that other diseases have. You know, I mean, because it is a disease, but everybody looks at it like, oh, well, I don't have it, and I can drink alcohol, so.
Well, and it's so associated with partying and good times, yeah. And everyone's like, oh, I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it too much like some of those other losers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's tough when you're somebody like Ben Affleck, and no one's telling you no. Like, he doesn't have to listen to anyone. He's got
rich.
So much money. He's got so many credits as a producer and a director, as well as an actor.
He's Batman, Dave.
He was.
He's still going to be Batman.
Is he?
Allegedly still going to be Batman. He's not going to be directing the next Batman film.
So Suge Knight has been officially sentenced now. We knew about this a couple of weeks ago, but now he's been officially sentenced to 28 years in prison, nearly 4 years after he killed a man with his truck. And
horrifically.
Yep, it was intentional, and he has pled accordingly. 28 years in prison, and of course, being the big badass that he is, after he got sentenced to these 28 years, he stands up and mean mugs the prison or the courtroom before
the jury.
Hauled off to jail. Mm-hmm. And it's like he's looking at each juror, like making a mental note, like, I'm gonna come kill you now.
No, Suge, you're gonna die in jail. You're gonna die in jail, where you probably should.
Yep,
you're a clown.
And finally,
did you see his son?
No,
got on Twitter yesterday.
No, what?
His son was on Twitter talking about Tupac still alive. My dad knows. I know too much. It's the stupidest crap.
Shut
it's
up.
Like you're God. You guys are all losers. Just get just so desperate.
Yeah.
Just gross. I'm glad. I am so glad that dude is getting locked up.
And finally, Netflix is forcing Hollywood into a huge talent war. Netflix has lured top producers from several rivals by offering them more money than they'd ever made before. For example, Ryan Murphy, the creator of American Horror Story, left 21st Century Fox for a deal worth at least $240 million.
Whoa.
Oh.
Shonda Rhimes, who was a showrunner for Grey's Anatomy. Uh-huh. She's behind Scandal and a number of other very successful projects.
Show, yeah. Right? Yeah, I forget what it's called.
What was that? I watched it, too.
She was like
Getting away with murder.
Yeah.
She left Walt Disney for at least $150 million from Netflix.
Well, and think about Adam Sandler. $100 million there for Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And so basically, Hollywood's getting outbid by, you know, competitors they never had to deal with before. Mm-hmm. And maybe there was always kind of a gentleman's agreement, if you will, among some of these studios where it was like, well, this is what we're going to pay the super top tier talent, but we can't let this get out of control.
It used to be $20 million was like the top.
The top, right. And now you're talking about like $250 million for the guy who created American Horror Story, which I think is awful.
I've tried to watch one season of that.
Are you a fan, Sylvia? Do you watch it?
I haven't watched it because I'm not really good at watching TV shows anyway.
I'm not good at watching TV shows.
I'm not. Like, I can't keep up with it. Like, I'll watch an episode.
episode. Like, not, I get no, no, you're no. not good at like basketball.
No, no, no. Like I'll watch an episode, but I'm like, eh, okay. So that's what I'm kind of like. I'm kind of anticipating with American Horror Story. I won't keep up with
my
it.
My wife watches it, or at least used to, and I just thought it was the dumbest show that I've ever seen. Like, it's just so corny.
And you watch Big Brother.
I watch Big Brother.
And Bachelor.
And Bachelor. And Man in the High Castle just came back. If you haven't heard of that.
That's good.
That's on Amazon. That's not in the same category as Bachelor.
Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No.
You do?
Does your wife know about 90 Day Fiancé?
No, she doesn't. You shut your mouth. Don't you tell her. Don't you do it.
It is the most garbage piece of programming out there,
now
man.
Now I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I wonder if this is the case for anyone else. You really love your job, but you know you're not very good at it. Because that's the case for us. Like, we love what we do. Every day. Excited to come to work. Yes. Love to walk into the studio. Everyone here is always in a great mood. This is fun. We're just not particularly talented.
But because we have that enthusiasm, it always makes things better.
Let's be honest. We work cheap.
Yeah.
And we show up. Half the battle.
Mostly on time.
Yeah.
Here is this week's blooper reel showcasing our not-so-fine moments for the week.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
It's really closer to a mobile FaceTime. It uses a real human as a surrogate. She follows him down the street, urging the children to come and yelling at them in Arabic.
Call Focus Plumbing at 1-800-FOCUS-24. They're certified plumbing technicians.
All right, secret code word for this hour in the fall time stimulus. All you have to do is text it to 72881. It's all you have to do is text it to 72881. 28-year-old by the name of William McCormick and Zachary Tennyson, 19, were hunting above Carter Lake west of Moose Pass. 28-year-old by the name of William McCormick and Zachary Tennyson, 19, were hunting above Question of whether or not cops can force someone to unlock their phone in the U.S. for search hinges on Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination. Hinges on Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, like everything good in this life, Sylvia has ruined it.
What?
Last night, season opener for the Vegas Golden Knights, and 5-2. Started out good. Marc-Gasol gets a goal right away.
Yeah.
And then things went not so good.
5 goals in a row.
And then Sylvia stopped watching, and they scored another goal towards the end.
Yes.
Yeah. Why would you do this? How do you know what I was doing last night?
I'm not going to say I installed a whole bunch of cameras in your bedroom at your parents' house, but I did.
I don't think you can do that.
It's for your safety.
Yeah,
it's for your safety.
Yeah, we only turn them on during TV time.
Yeah. It's like Ring. But
I don't like that.
It's to protect you from Creepy Tony. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But Vegas Golden Knights, for the first time in franchise history, have a losing record.
It's all right.
It's fine.
It's fine. These things happen. Philadelphia's got a good team. I feel like it's because they got that new creepy-ass mascot.
Yeah.
That thing is like what kind of methed-out Muppet?
I don't know. I love it.
I feel like that was a Gritty, very overt threat to the Vegas Golden Knights. Gritty and the Flyers get the win yesterday, though. Whatever. Let's move on to the next one. Golden Knights back in action on Saturday tomorrow. They're going to hit the road and take on the Minnesota Wild. Patriots beat up on the Colts. Not a huge surprise there, but... The Patriots improved to 3-2 on the season, and they finally have themselves a winning record. The Indianapolis Colts, they're just beat up right now. Too many injuries. 38-24, the final score in that game.
I'm just upset that we're no longer allowed to use the meme that the Cleveland Browns have a better record than the New England Patriots, because, I mean, any time in history saying that in the last 25 years.
There's no more fun thing in the world than trolling Patriots fans.
Especially Bossy Rossi. I was thinking about this last night. It wasn't so much the Patriots or the Colts, but I was watching some baseball games.
Yeah.
You know, last night,
because this is a good time for baseball.
And watching the Braves get their ass kicked.
Yep.
I know. So, like, I have nothing really against the Braves. You know, I really don't.
Uh-huh.
But I know a couple people who I really dislike who love the Braves. So the joy,
so because of that,
that I was getting,
knowing that they're miserable, yes, right now. Yeah,
there is something magical about that. Going, oh God, I love,
yes,
that they're.
Yeah.
I know that they're so upset and so invested in that right now.
So Ronaldo is facing some very serious accusations, including sexual assault here in Las Vegas, dating back to 2009, almost a decade ago, but was accused by another woman as well in 2005. Ronaldo may lose his Nike deal over this, and EA Sports also expressing concern over the allegations. In 15 years, Nike have created more than 70 different styles of boots branded with his name and have sold millions worldwide. He has a life contract with them worth over $1 billion.
A lifetime contract?
A lifetime contract.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, we read the police report. It's horrific. Hopefully, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department is following up, yep, on that now. It's crazy that it's 9 years later, and it takes it getting back in the news again for that to be kind of looked upon. If it comes out that it's true, pull the contract, send that clown to jail.
Yep.
You know, but you have due process needs to be served.
Of course.
An investigation needs to 100% happen, but crazy times.
It seemed like there was a lot of evidence, according to the police report, that somehow just kind of went away.
Yep.
And there was a settlement and everything else.
So it kind of went on the back burner.
Yeah, but if this is, you know, true and it's coming to light, then, you know,
take
justice should
away
be served. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how rich or how famous you are.
Mm-mm.
Not allowed to do that.
Nope.
Police in Georgia have located a missing elderly couple after they were lost for nearly a week. For 5 days, Tony and Dolores drove and drove and drove. They were in a sweet-ass gold PT Cruiser.
Hell yeah.
They drove to Chattanooga, eventually leaving for Knoxville. Somehow ended up in Middlesboro, Kentucky. Days later, police and family tracked the couple to Atlanta using bank transactions, where they were found by a police officer. The family is using this event as an opportunity to help others who may have loved ones who suffered from memory loss, but this couple was just, you know, they're getting older. They're in their mid-80s, and they didn't really know exactly where they were going, and they just kept driving. Do you think it was one of those things where Tony's driving and Dolores is like, we should really ask for directions? And he's like, I know where I'm going. Quiet
Stop
down,
it.
Dolores.
This reminds me of Fastball's The Way.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
But luckily, this one has a happy ending.
Happier ending.
Because they were able to track the couple thanks to them using their bank card. That's how they found them in Atlanta, is that they looked at these transactions and they went, okay, they just bought something here, and then they just bought something in Atlanta.
Wow.
So now we know they're in Atlanta, and good work on the police department's part on tracking them down.
They haven't made PT Cruisers since 2010.
That's probably the point where things started to go off the rails for America.
Yeah. You know, I mean that's when we were kind of at rock bottom, Dave. Yeah. And then we discontinued the PT Cruiser. And
we stopped doing what we were meant to do in this life.
So we bring it back.
PT Cruisers.
Hey, cruise.
Yeah.
Even though PT Cruisers weren't made here in America.
Well, if we bring it back.
They were assembled down in How do you say that? Sylvia?
Oh, boy.
Toluca,
Mexico.
So if we bring it back, does it mean that we're going to have like a happier life?
Yes, yeah. PT Cruisers bring joy to all.
Even if you don't own it?
They're the finest automobile ever made.
Only barely Toluca. Surpassing the Toluca, Pontiac Mexico? Aztec, yeah. If you remember that that fine automobile.
Yeah. And finally, a bunch of mail was found on the side of the road.
Oh.
In Philadelphia. It was dated from August 8th, and they're like, wait a minute, that's a couple of months ago now. Agents tracked down the employee who just threw out the mail and learned that the person resigned from the Postal Service on September 8th. Authorities did not identify the worker or offer a possible motive for the bizarre incident, but the idea is that this person was quitting the mail service, and so their little way of getting revenge was to just throw the mail out the window onto the side of the road.
Man.
Hundreds and hundreds of letters on the side of the road and then quit.
My birthday card from Grandma with $5 in there.
A crisp $5 bill.
It's on the side of the road, man.
Like, if you're working at TGA Fridays and you want to quit that bitch and walk out, do it. But if you're delivering the mail.
Deliver the mail and then quit.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, finish the mail, then crash the you know, like, then crash
but
the
you have
car.
To, like,
crash
get out
the
of the car
and then go get in your sweet-ass PT Cruiser and ride off into the sunset.
To Toluca, cool. Mexico.
There you go.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
The Internet is Awesome is where we feature some of our favorite audio clips from the past few days. And this week, no exception, there has been some great audio that we have been able to experience, including one clip that we'll start with where Lindsay Lohan, for some reason, thought that there was a family that was doing child trafficking. And of course, Lindsay Lohan took it upon herself to become a deputized federal or international agent and stop this human trafficking in the middle of the street in Russia.
In Russia. In Russia.
Yes.
And so she decides the best way to go about saving these kids is to
do it herself.
And on an Instagram live stream.
In a weird accent.
And she got punched in the face. Because you try to take away someone's kids, it doesn't matter if you're Lindsay Lohan or not, you're getting punched in the face.
Mm-hmm. Come in my car and I'll buy you a hotel room. Guys, you're going the wrong way. My car's here. Look what's happening. They're trafficking children. I won't leave until I take you. Don't with me. The whole world is seeing this right now.
Oh, hey!
I'm like in shock right now.
Also, her crappy Russian accent. Like, you're speaking in English, but just putting a Russian effect on it.
Come with me right now.
Yeah, that's not...
Did you catch the beginning where she said, get in my car and I'll buy you a toy?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
She's
it's
trying
weird.
To kidnap these kids.
No, legit.
Yes.
You come in my car and I'll buy you a toy.
She needs to get help, man.
Like... I'm like in shock right now.
There have been reports that her family are just, they're getting worried that she's going back.
But her family is no better. Her family are a bunch of crazy degenerates as well.
Yep.
But they think she's going back on the same track that she was before.
On the drugs again.
Yeah.
So this week, you know, a bit lighter news. There was a proposal on Jeopardy, which of course is the most romantic of places that you could possibly propose.
When you were a little girl, Sylvia, and you dreamed about your proposal, where it would happen, would a game show ever fall into that category?
No, I always figured like it was like the ocean or something.
The ocean?
Like in the ocean?
Yeah.
Treading water after your ship has sank. But no, Jeopardy is where they chose to do it. Here we go.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, normally when I interview the contestants, I base my conversation on little bits of information they have supplied us. But with regard to Michael Pascu, from Orlando, Florida, I have absolutely nothing on the card. So what do you want to talk about?
I can fill in for you.
Okay.
I just wanted to say one quick thing and ask Maria Schaefer right there.
Who is Maria? Where is she? Oh, hello, Maria.
If she would make me a winner today and marry me.
Oh.
Will you marry me?
Of course. Maria, you responded too quickly. I was about to say we'll have the answer to that question right after this commercial break.
That would be what is yes.
What is yes. All right, good for you.
Nerds!
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 I mean, it's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute.
Oh,
but
is
it just me or does it really, for some reason, it pisses me off the way that he said Pascuzzi.
Little bits of information they have supplied us, but with regard to Michael Pascuzzi from Orlando, Florida.
I mean,
I just hate it. Why?
Michael Pascuzzi. It's just so smug.
He puts an accent on. Well, you know, I mean, that's what Alex.
It is just me. All right.
He speaks fancy, Dave.
Nerds!
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 In this clip, a grandma heard something outside of her house late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and thought maybe it was her cat.
Okay.
And so she went over to the window to look before she opened the door, wisely so. Turns out it was not her cat. It was a naked dude. And so she thought, well, I'm going to scare this guy off by ripping out my dentures. And it worked. He ran away.
I always look first. I open the blinds. I say, oh, hell, that's not my cat. Grandma, no teeth. He was just a dumbass.
The guy ran off. I imagine he was probably on something.
I mean, it's. I imagine she rips it out, then the like the sweet, sweet saxophone, some Kenny G starts playing. Do we have any Kenny G?
Of course we do.
Oh, there we go. Scramble. Startled awake at night by a rummaging around on her front door.
What is that out there? Is that my cat? She asks. Oh, no.
It's a buck-naked young man, so what should I do? Better take out these dentures and see what happens. And that's when the guy realized he has made a huge mistake.
No, I wasn't here for that. I was just going to rob you and steal your Cutlass Supreme.
Really nice. It's got good ratings on Corn Driver.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, Mahoney, I hear you talking all that crazy stuff. I think you're the man around here, but what do you think about this tongue twister? I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch. Yeah.
Message deleted.
I wish to wash my Iris.
Irish wristwatch. Watch.
God, you guys.
Go for it.
You unliterate bastards. I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch. See? Okay. Done. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Ian, give it a shot.
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch. Come on, guys. What are you doing?
I wish to wash my Irish.
Come on! Get out!
What is wrong with my brain? Why can't I do that?
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
There we go.
You can't stop it. You got to have that 1 second.
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
Yeah, but you
can't pause in there. Just do it all the way through.
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
Sylvia,
all the way through.
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
You pause. Go all the way through.
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
All right. We're all
you got to over enunciate your mouth. It's just
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
You still had that pause.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I always seem to get stuck behind the old people that don't understand a speed limit, but yet on the contrary, when you go into these 55 plus age communities, they all want to drive like Dale Earnhardt. So what do? Feel a little vindication. I am overly, overly courteous. And every time I'm doing the speed limit and they like to try to get right behind me, they try to quickly switch lanes, get around, flip my blinker on and get right in front of them. Then they try to go back the other way and I flip my blinker on and go back the other way. And eventually, they get frustrated enough to roll their window down and pull up next to me, and they start yelling. To which I respond, "You voted on the speed limit. You're bad. Sorry." Anybody else do this? Kind of fun.
Message deleted.
Never done it. Does seem oddly satisfying.
I don't know if I want to mess with old people, man. They got nothing to lose.
What do you mean? They have the most to lose.
What are you talking about? They're going to be dead soon.
But wow, Mahoney. Oh, they have grandkids. True. They have their kids.
But they're going to be dead sooner than I am. That's all I'm saying.
Are they?
Didn't you say you're always going to die an early age?
I mean, if we're talking old people.
Be honest. We spend a lot of time around each other.
Yeah.
You're not going to die in front of me, are you?
Man, maybe.
Don't you do it.
I bet he's going to do it.
Probably going to be a heart attack.
Don't you die on me.
I know.
My cholesterol is at gravy levels right now.
You're just going to fake a heart attack, and I'm going to do a mouth-to-mouth, and all of a sudden your tongue's going to be like, ow.
Windy peppercorn you.
You got me. You got me. Again.
Please leave
third heart attack this week.
You know how when you were a kid and adults would say, don't make a face like that because it'll get stuck that way? Well, I think the adults were right because I flipped my eyelids up inside out the other day, and yep, I ended up at the hospital.
Message deleted.
What? Why did you flip your eyelids up?
That sounds awful.
What? Oh, my brother used to do that to me all the time to scare me.
Why would you do that? That sounds awful.
Can you do that? Or did you?
Can I? I've never done it. I don't
have
like
you?
Anything going near my eyes. Like that's like one of the few really weird phobias. I don't like putting eye drops in, and I don't like anything touching like my eyes. That's why I never wore contacts.
When you die of a heart attack in front of me, I'm going to flip your eyelids up.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
One spicy mama coming to us from Florida, 46 years old. She was arrested on Tuesday morning after she threw powder at two elementary school students.
Oh, boy.
Who she said bullied her daughter. Simone is the woman's name. She was arrested on two counts of child abuse and battery and was banned from campus after she threw an off-white substance in the face of an 8-year-old girl and 11-year-old girl.
Ow.
Police say the powder is believed to be a mixture of salt and cayenne pepper.
Oh.
Ow. Oh. Also, why the salt?
Lady.
Salt burns if it gets in your eye as well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't ask.
Okay.
Investigators said that James had reported that the girls had repeatedly bullied her daughter, and so she's trying to do something about it. Probably a face full of cayenne pepper, not the way to go about dealing with an 8-year-old.
There are many ways, and it's got to be pretty horrible as a parent to know that your kid is getting bullied or picked on at school. That sucks, certainly. But don't go attacking the
children.
8-year-old.
Yeah.
Fight their parents. Like civilized people would do.
After more than 3 years on the run, a couple from Florida was found right here in Las Vegas. They scammed 18 families out of $28,000 by renting them the same house, even though they didn't actually have the rights to rent the house. Nicole and David Johnson were arrested early Wednesday. They were found with three young children on the casino floor at the Link.
Oh, nice.
Nice job, guys.
Huh.
Bring your young kids onto the casino floor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keeping it classy.
The Las Vegas Metro Police Department said the couple was detained by hotel security, which suspected them of fraud. When police officers showed up, they discovered arrest warrants for the couple. It's unclear what fraudulent activity tipped off hotel security that led to the family being detained. But what the backstory is here is that they solicited a house for prospective renters on Craigslist and Facebook and signed multiple lease agreements. Each family paid the couple of a deposit ranging from $1,000 to $4,300.
Oof.
The scheme unraveled on June 19th when four families showed up at the house for move-in at the same time. Same day, same time. Four families are like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
What a nightmare that must be.
So these dirtbags finally got caught.
Did they throw cayenne pepper in their eyes?
They did, yes.
Please tell me they did.
A guy named Levi, which, by the way,
don't name your kid Levi.
If you name your kid Levi, you really have to do an exceptional job parenting. Otherwise, he's going to turn out to be a wanker like this guy.
What did this Levi do?
Well, he decided that it was a good idea to pay his rent, which he's probably right. Good idea to pay your rent.
Uh-huh. Not bad.
But he was doing it with counterfeit money. And it wasn't even good counterfeit money. It
was Monopoly money?
No, it was counterfeit money that he was printing off at the library. He went to like a Office Max and got some of the cotton paper.
They sell that?
Well, yeah, but I mean it's not actual like money quality cotton paper. And he was just printing off several sheets of what appeared to be counterfeit $5, $10, and $20 bills. And somebody walked over to him and they're like, What are you doing? He said, no, guys, I was printing this off legally. I found a legal print-it-yourself money on Pinterest.
Oh.
And I should be able to do this. The whole thing came unraveled, of course, when he tried to pay the landlord with all the fake money. And then when she said, this is fake money, he ran away. And then she went into the room of the house where he lived, and there was counterfeit $5, $10, and $20 bills on the floor of his bedroom. Again, when detectives approached him, he was nervous and sweating. And he said he found the legal printing money while searching Pinterest at the library, and that's when he decided, I'm going to just go and print these off.
It's on Pinterest. It must be legal.
Mm-hmm.
Pinterest has everything.
I do enjoy, though, the people who have never seen $2 bills before.
Oh, yeah.
And then they call the police because they think that's fake money.
There are times where people take it a little too far with confirming that that's a real 100 or 20 that you hand them. They'll like hold it up to the light and they'll bust out their special marker.
Like, and they'll like write on it or something,
you're like
make that mark.
All right. It's a real $100 bill.
Do you get offended when they do that?
I mean, if they do like the two or three steps, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
write on it
with your marker, fine. Like, I get you're just doing your job. But you write it on with your marker, hold it up to the light.
Yeah.
And if you take more than like 2 seconds to hold it up to the light, I'm like, let's go. Wasting my day. A dude tricked his girlfriend into a date on a boat that wasn't his. A man is accused of frequently hanging out on a boat that was actually belonged to a neighbor. It was at an upscale resort in Naples. He decided to take his girlfriend on a sweet little dinner date.
That seems nice.
Naples okay. police say the detectives arrested Ronald Burton across the street from the Naples Bay Resort on Wednesday after a boat cleaner reported seeing him leave the boat numerous times in the last month. When detectives interviewed the girlfriend, she said they went on the boat and drank together. She told investigators that the whole time Burton claimed he owned the boat, the real boat owner called about a burglary on the boat earlier this month. She told police that she found empty liquor bottles, food, her $300 cooler stolen, and $1,000 worth of damage done to the toilet.
What did you do to that poor toilet?
What did you eat?
Burton was previously arrested for fraud last year. He was accused of lying to officers about his personal information while getting arrested.
We running this. Let's go. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
Don't you think that the girlfriend would figure out, like, if you're just hanging out drinking on the boat and you're not actually taking it out onto the water?
Should we put two and two together?
Is this really your boat? Yeah, I just left the keys again.
No, we want to keep it docked. It's so much more romantic here at the marina.
And finally, officers say that they responded to a home call about a man who had been attacked with an axe. The man claimed that somebody stabbed him in the head with the bladed weapon. When deputies arrived, they found the caller, whose name is Michael Ottenberry, at his front door cursing at people who are obviously not there, according to the officers. Deputies say the man was not calm and was cursing at them, too, so they placed him in handcuffs for their safety. Upon looking him over, they say they found no indication that he'd actually been hit in the head with an axe, which you'd think you'd notice that.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Ottenberry told deputies that there were intruders inside of his home. They went inside but said that they couldn't find any intruders. What they did find, however, was some meth in plain view on a nightstand. They also found a gram of meth on the guy. When they asked about the meth, deputies said that Ottenberry told them that intruders or a ghost had planted the meth on him.
A ghost.
I mean, Halloween is getting closer.
I was expecting, you know, the axe to the head, maybe some sort of Paul Bunyan reference.
Right, no.
Babe, the blue meth ox.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I've always been bad with procrastinating things that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've lied to myself to the point where I tell myself now that I'm better when there's pressure on me. When there's a hard deadline coming right up, then that's when I perform my best.
Actually, I agree with you. Yeah. Because, like, if I know I have, like, a lot of time, I'm just going to wait until the last minute.
But we don't perform better under pressure. We just perform. We do it.
Yeah, we just actually do it.
We have to.
But still.
Finally, get off your ass.
I've been planning on taking my Cisco network certification for the past 15 years. Taking multiple classes, but always say that I will take it next month. Shaking my head. That is from our text line. You can text us at 73100. This one also just came in. I've been procrastinating on paying my traffic ticket, and now it comes to bite me in the butt big time. Paying those traffic ticket people, they are messing around with the fines. Yeah, that's something you can't really procrastinate on.
Yeah, no.
Owing the government money because they will take your stuff and or arrest you.
Yes.
That is...
They're going to throw Wesley Snipes in jail, the national treasure that he is.
He was Blade, man.
Yeah, right?
Blade.
Oh, man. Troy said the low battery on the motion sensor alarm going on 2 weeks. That's one thing.
I can't understand that.
That's the motion sensor for his alarm. That's different. It's not like constantly beeping like a smoke detector. If you go over to somebody's house and their smoke detector is beeping and they're not running to change the battery as quickly as possible, you're like, get your life together. How do you deal with that?
I can't. I feel like that something is awry in that apartment and or house.
Yep.
If there is a smoke detector chirp happening and the people there will not fix it.
Even if it happens in the middle of the night.
No, middle of the night.
I got to get up.
You get up.
I get up in the middle of the night.
Oh, I'll go slam every door shut. And then the worst thing is walking around in the morning. Why is it that they have the ghost chirps? You walk up to it and it's like, boop. And you're like, that came from the other room. And then you run to the other room and it's like, boop. That came from the other room.
I was just there.
There needs to, like, if it's the battery's low, there needs to be a light that indicates that it's low.
No, it needs to shoot out one of those little flags, like the little bang gun, you know? Let's not have any mystery as to which one needs the battery changed.
That could be a $1 billion idea, Dave.
There you go. Heather Spence just said, I've been procrastinating on life.
Yeah.
Michael said, putting out the damn trash can. Man, I hate that. Because it comes so early on Saturday mornings.
I put it out on Friday night.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, actually, not even Friday. I put it out like Friday afternoon.
Do you? Oh, you're one of those people. You're like, that's Thursday, close enough.
No, not the 2 days before, but it is socially acceptable to put your trash can out for pickup the day before.
Yeah. Edward said a database assignment for college since Tuesday. It's due next Tuesday.
You got to do that, man.
Yeah.
That was one of the many reasons why I was never very good in school, is because I just don't like doing things that I don't want to do. And so I would procrastinate until the very last second, even on big projects. And then I'd furiously try to cram it in. And
That was my problem in school.
I always had to drop classes.
Really?
Because I would stop going because I got bored.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't want to go. And then I'm like, ah, crap, I got to drop this class.
Let this be a lesson to you kids that are listening this morning. Do a good job in school. Otherwise, you'll end up like us. Chantel said deep cleaning the house. Been putting it off for probably 3 years now.
I will say the best money that I spend every month is on a house cleaner. To have a team come in.
You have a team of maids?
It's two
you
people.
Rich son of a gun?
It's rich.
A team of maids.
It's $120.
That's a lot of money every week.
Every week, but not once a month.
That's a lot of money every month.
For the amount of time that it would take me to do that.
You literally go home at 10:05 a.m.
Mahoney, I'll do it for 30.
You're there all day, every day.
I don't trust your cleaning skills,
Ian. I'll do it for 30, man.
Don't try to undercut. The people who do my house are great. I know it seems uppity and whatever, because once a month I would pay $120. That's with tip. It's $100, and I give them a $20 tip.
Oh.
That's
it.
Wow, look at you.
All right.
And they knock it out. And the house, it makes the house feel much cleaner, and it's much easier. I will say that is, like, as far as things that you could easily solve with money, that is one of them.
So you can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney, something you've been putting off for a long time. Russ has a good one here on Twitter. Uh-huh. My guest bathroom needs to be fixed. There's a huge hole where a toilet should be. 11 months and still haven't done it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so what have you been procrastinating on? Maybe it's been something for a very long time that you've been putting off. Here's one. Bought a house 2 months ago and still haven't hired movers to bring my stuff from two storage units into my new house.
That's, again, another thing that is worth the money, paying for movers.
They're willing to pay for the movers. They just haven't done it yet. What are you sleeping on?
Well, it just takes time. If you've got a bed and your desk or a computer or something, you know, you're all right.
Painting our house, bought the paint, have the trim ripped off, just can't get out there and paint it. It's been 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Painting inside is the worst.
Painting in general. Have you ever painted the outside of a house?
No.
That's even worse because you're on a ladder and you could plunge to your death at any time.
Painting in general. That is something that needs to be left to the professionals.
Procrastinating on cleaning out my garage. Been in our house for 10 years and still have boxes from the move that haven't been opened.
Of course you do.
I think it's safe to say whatever in those boxes can probably go.
Yeah.
If you haven't used it in a decade, you don't need it.
You can throw them away.
You do not need that.
But it's memories. It's memories, Dave.
The memories that are probably infested with black widow nests at this point.
Like roaches or something. Ugh.
Responding to my jury duty summons. Hate when I get them, always put it off and forget about them until it's too late. I hate it, said Sergio.
There's two trains of thought on that.
Yeah, he's trying to do his civic duty.
I understand. I love jury duty. I wish I got picked more. Yeah, I wear a suit when I go. I'm like, I want to get picked. And then they never pick me. I wonder why. But there are two trains of thought when it comes to getting a jury summons, is that if you don't respond to it and you don't call the number on there, that they can't claim or they can't confirm that you actually got that summons. So
are you giving us like a jury hack?
I'm not giving anything. I'm just saying that this is what I have heard, that if that were to happen, then you don't get picked and you don't get in trouble because they cannot confirm because it's not certified mail.
Whitney said doing the dishes and then just put one of those sad faces with the flat line for the mouth.
Do you pre-wash your dishes before you put them in the
I do. Yep.
But, like, if you're pre-washing them, they're already washed. Like, pre-washing is essentially just washing dishes.
But I don't want to leave them. Sometimes there's more dishes than I would want to leave laying next to the sink to dry out. And so you just pre-wash them. You put them in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. They thoroughly get washed. And then whenever you're ready to unload and put them back in the cabinets, they're nice and dry. They're ready to go. I don't want to leave a whole bunch of dishes sitting right by the sink.
I get yelled at for, because I eat pizza a lot. Shocking, I know. But the red pepper flakes that I put on the pizza, they stick on to the plates when I'm eating.
Yeah.
And I get yelled at for not washing them off. But
Use a paper plate.
Yeah.
Or just eat out of the box.
I'm being eco-friendly.
Are you?
Yes, Dave.
Just eat out of the box then.
No, the box has grease on the bottom of it. You can't put that on your lap.
There's two sides to the box.
You can't flip it over. I'm just saying. If the dishwasher can't get red flakes off of a plate, then why do we have a dishwasher to begin with?
Heather said, get in the house in order so we can sell it. It's just so freaking much. Have you guys ever seen that? Like if you've been house hunting or looking for a place to buy or rent, and you see the pictures of the interior of a house that's up for sale or for rent, and there's just trash everywhere. You're like, how did you not tidy up a little bit? You knew that these are the pictures that are showcasing the house that you're trying to sell, and there's...
It's the turnoff.
There's dirty clothes. Just put it in the hamper, man.
Those are the best kind of houses to buy, though, man.
Why?
Like, if they don't show well.
They're a big turnoff, yeah.
But also, just move it, like, just throw it in a closet.
Anything.
And then when you got to take a picture of the closet, throw it on the bed. Yeah.
Debbie said, putting together my revenue growth plan for my budget meeting tomorrow. I hate it. I love my job so much, but I hate this part of it.
Putting together any sort of budget. You know, I've been saying that for like about 15 years. I'm like, I should really start budgeting my money better.
Ken on Facebook said, painting my bathroom. It's been like this for 3 weeks, and he posted a picture. It's like lime green, except for this one big white streak that goes right up the middle of the wall above the outlet.
Like, eventually I'll get to that.
You said that's on Twitter or Facebook?
That's on Facebook, yeah.
Facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. Yeah. Check that out.
Lisa said, homework. Bill said, growing up, trying to hold off as long as possible. And how about this one when it comes to relationships? Mm-hmm. Been procrastinating on showering. Don't want to have relations with my wife because she wants to get pregnant. It's been 10 days.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys ever hear a song with cop sirens in it or like horns honking? Man, I hate that stuff. I'm an upstanding citizen, but every time I hear sirens in a song, I always think the cops are going to get me. I didn't even do nothing wrong.
Message deleted.
Didn't you? Then why are you so worried?
Why so sketchy?
What you got in the car, man?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's in the trunk?
What are you doing?
Pop the trunk.
Take off your pants.
What?
Bend over.
Let's see what you got there.
Have to do a full search.
No, I agree with you, though. I think that the cop car sirens, it should be illegal to put them in songs and or commercials.
Illegal?
Yeah, I think it should. It's annoying. It annoys the hell out of me. Anytime I hear it, like...
What songs are you listening to that have sirens in it? Like, get better taste in music.
What do you mean, get better taste?
When have we ever played a song on this radio station that has a siren in it?
Well, you've got cop calls in April 22nd, 1992.
There's no sirens in that.
I didn't say that. I said there's a cop call. But I'm also saying...
You're worried that somebody's in your car on a walkie-talkie?
You never know.
Like, I mean,
I got a big back seat. I don't know what's going on back there. But also commercials. It happens in commercials. Or the honking. Like the old Arco ones or whatever they were.
The doorbell. If you have a dog, if there's a commercial with a doorbell in it, the dog will freak out. Or even the commercials that have like the phone text message, like the standard text message sound on an iPhone.
Don't do that.
Don't like that either.
Don't do that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, dudes. Not really feeling it today. Just feeling old. I was hearing my ankles crack like a bag of glass. You guys get anything like that?
Message deleted.
Feeling old like our ankles cracking like a bag of glass?
My ankle cracks all the time. I could crack my ankle on demand.
I'd like to hear that.
I pulled my my Achilles in high school during one of the volleyball tournaments that I was a part of, and had to subsequently wrap my ankle every day after that when I was playing.
As a dad putting the baby to sleep, you put the baby down and then you have to sneak out of the room.
Yeah.
And in those moments, you realize just how awful of an assassin you would be. Because like all this, like
elbow pops,
ankles cracking, and everything else as you're walking, you're like, I could never.
You could never have an old assassin.
I could never.
That's bull. No. That's garbage. We will hear you pop it. It sounds like a bag of popcorns cooking in the hallway.
What if they were like 60% off? Oldassassins.com. Discount assassins.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I got a comment on that guy that hasn't showered for 10 days. I hope he has a cushy office job. If he works construction or some type of manual labor job.
Message deleted.
Even a cushy office job, for example, like when we're talking about not showering on the weekends, if you just lay on the couch and barely move at all except for to walk to the door to get the takeout that you ordered. Mm-hmm. Or the delivery that you ordered.
Yeah.
Even that, after like 3 days, you're like, oh, God.
And you just feel like just gross. Like, I don't know how anybody could go out like 10 days.
So my fiance is going to be out of town for the next couple days.
We know his plans.
I am not showering at all.
For how long?
Till she comes back.
When does she come back?
Couple days, but you know.
Into next week?
Yeah.
So you're not going to shower.
So you're going to be in the studio stinking up a storm.
Well, you don't have to get close to me.
No, I'm close to
you. Don't judge me because I want to live my best life, Dave.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
There is a list of the most valuable brands in the world. Any guesses what's at the very top?
Apple.
Yes.
Not shocked there. I mean, they're the world's most expensive company. They passed $1 trillion earlier this year. And if anybody looked at the price of the new iPhone X, XL or whatever, the
$2,000.
Big one. Oh, XS Max.
So stupid.
It was $1,500.
Insane.
Stupid.
All right. So let's see if you can get the top five. Apple, check.
Microsoft.
Microsoft is in the top five. Yep.
Amazon has to be there.
Amazon. Yep.
Nike?
No, Nike's not.
Nike's all the way down at number 17.
Oh.
I got the first three. I'm drawing a blank on the next two.
Google?
Yeah.
And Coca-Cola.
AOL didn't make it.
Yeah, which you
AOL.
AOL.
No, darn.
What year is this?
Yeah.
Is this 1998?
What do you suppose is ranked higher? Volkswagen or BMW?
Right now, I would have to say BMW.
Yeah, BMW considerably higher. Volkswagen down at 41, BMW is 13.
BMW had a lot of, Volkswagen had a lot of problems with the diesel engine, the emissions scandal that's been going on over the last couple of years. Still make beautiful cars.
What do you suppose is worth more, Disney or Facebook?
Oh, boy, ooh. Disney.
I would say Disney, too.
No.
No?
Is it Facebook?
Isn't that gross? Facebook comes in at number 9. Disney is at number 14.
What's Facebook worth?
Well, it doesn't have the exact amount that they're worth, but it actually shows the percentage that they're up or down, and then how much they... it says $45,168 million, so that converts into how many billions?
A lot.
Of dollars? Yeah.
Like $45 billion?
What do you think is the most valuable car company?
Oh, boy. Ford?
No.
Is it
Ford is all the way down at number 35.
Is it the Fiat, Chrysler, whatever?
Toyota.
Toyota.
Toyota is number 1. They came in at number 7. Number 8 is Mercedes. So those are the top 2, and then BMW follows that.
Okay.
All right.
Honda is the next car on the list.
So Ford's way down.
And beating out Honda is Louis Vuitton, the brand.
How?
Right?
You're like, what?
Right?
You just made bags with really crappy designs on them.
What do you think is worth more, Pepsi or UPS?
UPS.
No.
Really?
Pepsi is number 22.
I was
going to
say UPS, too.
UPS is number 29.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Also beating out UPS is Gillette and IKEA.
Gillette?
Gillette. Yeah.
Razors?
Razors.
Does Gillette make something that we don't know? Besides, like, overpriced razors?
Not that I know of.
That's ridiculous.
How are you? What number do they come in at?
Gillette was number 28.
So the 28th most
valuable
brand. Gillette.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So the most stressed out states in the country and the least stressed out states in the country. Any guesses as to what the most stressed out state is?
New York.
No, New York actually came in at number 5.
No? Okay.
Really? Yeah. I think like all the hustle and bustle over there.
Texas?
New. Florida? Texas was number 12. Most stressed out state, New Jersey.
New Jersey. We're close.
We're close.
Close. So the people that have to work in New York but can't afford to live in New York.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The state of Nevada, number 14.
Okay.
So not super relaxed.
You want to be in the middle.
Kind of in the middle.
Can't be too relaxed.
The very middle, you know, like the mid-20s, Washington State came in at number 22. Okay. One of those block states in the middle of the country that I can't tell if it's Oklahoma or Nebraska or whatever. 23. The least stressed out states, the bottom of the very bottom of the list.
It's Hawaii?
No, it's all like the Midwest. The Dakotas are 46 and 47.
Okay, because there's a lot of work going on there right now.
Number 49, Minnesota.
Minnesota's a great state. Yeah.
Number 50, Iowa. Least stressed out state in the whole country. Yep.
Iowa? You've been to Iowa? I've been to Iowa. There's nothing in Iowa.
That's why it's not stressful.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to get stressed out by all the
corn
you have to shuck?
Yes. You ever shucked some corn? Stressful.
Have you?
That's a very personal question.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Birdman's Tales from the Bird's Nest.
Ian, when you were first introduced to Jim the Birdman, did you expect that this relationship would blossom the way that it has?
You know, I always have high hopes for interesting individuals like Jim. Sometimes it doesn't pan out. But no, I did not anticipate that it would be as fruitful of a relationship as it has been. Jim, I feel like, understands me. I feel like I understand Jim. And on top of that, the cherry on top is whenever I'm around him, there's at least 200 pigeons.
You met him on the side of the road. He was surrounded by pigeons, and he was actually, you know, hired by a union to protest on their behalf and was standing outside of a Burger King. And you approached him, just started having conversations. We found out that Jim is a fascinating individual.
Just one of the most fascinating people I've ever met in my life. And also one of the most articulate, to be honest with you.
He's very articulate, but he lives in a downtown area that we think is an abandoned motel that somebody's claiming that they own and charging him rent for. But you've been inside of his home before, the Bird's Nest, as we call it. And in this particular case, you once again ventured downtown to where he lives to find out what he's been up to. And of course, Jim the Birdman did not disappoint.
I'm here at the Bird's Nest for yet again another edition of Tales from the Bird's Nest. And Jim, you tell me you have a pigeon with two different color eyes now.
I was over at the 7-Eleven, and he was out there in the parking lot pecking around looking for whatever he could find. I don't know why this is. This is bizarre. This belongs on coast to coast. It's too bad Art Bell is dead. I looked over at him, and I leaned down like this, and I said, "You should come up to my front yard. I got food and I got water. You can eat and you can drink some water and you can get washed up." And I walked home and I forgot all about it. The next morning, there he was, right out there in the front yard. Now, you know, David Bowie had two different colored eyes, right? I think he's got a blue one and a gold one. So what did I name him? Ziggy.
Well, the crowd we have out here looks very, very clean, Jim. And, you know, I can only attribute that to you and, again, everything you do for him.
You know what it is? If you provide the opportunity, that's the whole trick. This is one of the reasons why sometimes I actually have more respect for them than I do people. Because how many times have you provided somebody with a great opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just, well, let me see, which word should I use? How about they just flush it right down the drain? Huh? I could use some other more colorful words, but if you're going to be on public airwaves, let's go with that. You know, we keep it G-rated.
Jim is walking out to go find Ziggy right now. He is walking barefoot in gravel right now. Oh, and we have found Ziggy!
There he is. See the white tail feathers? He is about almost twice the size he was when he showed up, and he washes himself so vigorously that it's very, very clean.
He's an obsessive compulsive pigeon. Jim, this is a big debate going on right now on the show. Your undergarment situation, are you a boxer guy? Briefs?
Yeah, definitely. Got to have room to breathe, you know?
So you're a boxer guy?
Absolutely, every time.
Now, have you always been a boxer guy?
Yeah, well, not every, all my life, but you know who changed my mind?
Who changed your mind?
Jeff Foxworthy. You ever heard his line?
No, I haven't.
He said, you know, I was talking about boxers and briefs, and I remember one time when I was about 14, my mom said, "You keep wearing them boxers and your things gonna hang down to your knees." I said, well, gee, Mom, what's the downside to this argument?
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Not going to say that this is the best part of the week, but...
she's hella fine. 10, 10, 10, 10.
It certainly is, because we get to sit back and enjoy some fine beer.
A week of hard work culminating in a payoff, Dave, that we get to treat ourselves to.
I feel like you can't even get through that sentence believing yourself.
What are you talking about? I worked very hard this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been a very hard week.
When?
I put my heart, my soul, everything I had.
Right. Okay, no, yeah. You
left it all out on the field.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Is that what that was out there steaming on the field?
Yes, it was. That's
heart and soul.
Where that came
you
from.
You know, it's October now. The temperature is cooling down. And
finally.
Fall is officially here.
Yes.
Leaves are falling from the tree.
Yeah.
So the beer that I chose today to do on Beer for Breakfast is the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin, which is quite the name.
Well, look, it is that time of year where the pumpkin spice latte, everyone's loving on that. There's all sorts of pumpkin spice iterations, and you thought,
pumpkin sense.
Hey, Sylvia is a basic bitch. We should do this for her.
Actually, I really don't like the taste of pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, this year, I'm barely getting into it.
You don't eat pumpkin pie?
Oh, I hate pumpkin pie.
Not really, no.
What is the matter with you two? Get out of here. Go get.
I will not.
Go get.
I will not go again.
That is the least American thing I've ever heard in my life.
I just don't like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
It does not taste good.
I bet you like that other pie that's like pumpkin pie that's not pumpkin pie.
What are you talking about? Pecan pie?
No. What's that pie called, Ian?
Pecan?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
It looks just like pumpkin pie. Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie. Yeah.
No, I don't like sweet potatoes or sweet potato pie either.
Yeah, I think it's the texture.
It's pecan pie. It's not pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie? Is now
pecan?
You're changing it.
Pecan?
It's pecan.
Whatever.
People.
It's
pecan? Pecan pie.
But also, screw sweet potato pie for trying to look like pumpkin pie.
Like exactly like it.
Yes.
So bad.
You're garbage.
It's a forgery.
Get out of here.
It's a forgery.
You are straight
garbage.
You're
lying to us.
So the Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin has 6.4% alcohol by volume and 10 IBUs. It's being served today from a 12-ounce brown bottle that came in a six-pack. This particular six-pack is best enjoyed by January 20th, 2019. The New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin is a seasonal beer. No shock there. Proper glassware. Serve it out of a pint glass or a mug. Serve it anywhere between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. We do not need a drum roll until the end, sir.
Sorry about that.
He's excited.
Let's start with the first category in Beer for Breakfast, which is the look. Dave.
Oh,
stop.
Sorry.
Oh. I was going to ask you, what are you looking at?
I mean, maybe it's because it's called pumpkin, but it's got that orange look to it, sure.
It looks kind of like a pumpkin, the Atomic Pumpkin, a clear golden yellowish orange body that resembles a pumpkin, about an inch and a half of off-white head with a normal pour. There was a faint amount of sticky lacing down the side of the glass, and actually, for a pumpkin beer or a pumpkin ale, a surprising amount of carbonation present.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these aren't really overly carbonated, but this one has a nice presence of carbonation. The next category, let's all sniff. Ooh, when you're drinking pumpkin, this is usually where most pumpkin beers or ales shine, which is the nose. Because
people just dump
a ton of pumpkin spice into it.
It smells like pumpkins.
It smells like fall.
Yeah.
And the thing I love the most about pumpkin ales, it's the smell of them. They usually smell like a freshly baked pumpkin pie. The Atomic Pumpkin is no different, though. I'm not completely overwhelmed by the smell of pumpkin. There is some cinnamon and spice in there as well. Also, a minute trace of alcohol in the nose on this particular beer. So
it really smells like fall. Smells like pumpkins and booze.
It does smell like pumpkins and booze, Dave. The next category in Beer for Breakfast is the taste. So it's all cheers.
Cheers.
We don't need a drum roll.
It's still too early. Sorry about that.
It's all cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Good week work.
Yep. Nice job. Excellent.
Cheers to me.
Okay.
Cheers
okay.
to myself.
All right.
One more time. Great work, Mahoney.
Okay. You
did a really good job picking out the beer,
writing
this review, doing all the work all week long, carrying the show on your back.
Yep. Wrote
doing,
this, huh?
Doing oh, he's not done yet.
Did you actually write all this down? All this is scripted?
Yes, sir. I spent many hours working on this review.
No, I'm asking if you scripted all of your own congratulations in there as well.
No.
That was ad lib.
Those are off the cuff. So let's take a drink.
Oh,
the New Belgium
improv.
Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin.
All right.
We'll start with Sylvia because Sylvia is the least, I would say probably the least fan of beer here.
Yeah. Yay!
I actually really like this. It has, you can taste the pumpkin, you can taste the cinnamon. What I read on the bottle, and then now that I read it, I'm tasting it, chili.
Yeah, there's a habanero. They make this with habanero pepper.
It doesn't taste spicy. It's just like a little bit of a kick to it where you're kind of like,
But it's not bad.
So you're an IPA fan. That's your style of choice, Dave. Yeah. This is not an IPA. Your thoughts?
Because I've become such a IPA nut hugger,
it's not
enough of a punch in the mouth.
Okay.
You know, like I like a stronger beer now.
Okay.
It's fine. It's very serviceable. But, you know, it's not overwhelming with the pumpkin, which is probably good because then you get, you know, into that too sweet territory and too much sugar. And
I think for a pumpkin ale, though, there's a lot of pumpkin ales out there that have that big pumpkin nose and they're just flat. They taste like a light lager, whereas I feel like this one has got a somewhat robust flavor profile
to it. It's got a pretty nice balance. It's just not, it's a very light beer at the same time.
Yeah. Easy drinking.
And I prefer a little bit heavier beer personally.
Ian, this is your first pumpkin beer. What do you think?
You know what? I enjoy it. Very much. It's a good beer. I thought originally when I had it, it was a little bit colder than it is now. I didn't taste the spice.
It opens up.
It does open up, and I absolutely hate habanero peppers. So that is kind of drawing me away. If the spice wasn't there so much, I'm tasting it a lot. I would like it a little bit more, but the pumpkin definitely does make up for it.
See, I think for me, you know, the cinnamon spice are those first flavors that kind of like hit the taste buds on the initial tasting. Mild flavors of pumpkins that kind of saunter through the middle to help balance out the initial rush of that spice. A slight tinge of hops, but I like that heat that you get in the finish that kind of hits you right in the back of the throat. The habanero is certainly very present. Gives it an interesting take on a pumpkin beer. So I would, I actually like the flavor of this very much. So, and I'm more impressed than I thought I was going to be with this particular beer. The mouthfeel, it's medium to light body, nicely carbonated, pretty smooth, very crushable. I mean, for 6.4% ABV, this beer goes down very easy.
Yep.
So you got to be careful with that. If you're just, you know, you can polish off a six pack pretty quickly. And it's not like it's super sugary, like some of the other ones that are out there that will give you that, you know, after one or two, you're kind of tired of it. I think this one's unique enough and balanced well enough that you can drink quite a few of these. Drinkability, great beer for October and November. The price point isn't awful considering the ABV. It's very respectable, and it's easily available at lots of places all over the place. So can I get a drum roll, please, Dave? On! Can I get a drum roll? We're finishing this up. On! Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin a 3.9 out of 5.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
It's time for Know the Show, 702-791-1075, if you know the answer to this question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
When you were a little girl, Sylvia, and you dreamed about your proposal, where it would happen, would a game show ever fall into that category?
No, I always figured like it was like the something.
The
yeah.
Do little girls dream of where their proposal is going to happen? When Mahoney asked that question, I just wasn't sure.
I think the most common thing is like how you want your wedding to be.
Right.
Not like exactly where.
Have you ever thought about what your wedding is going to look like?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Because you're dead inside?
Yeah.
Okay. But
there's no room for happiness.
When Mahoney pressed you for an answer as to where you thought your ideal engagement would take place, you said not on a game show. You said in this particular location. We're giving away a pair of tickets for the Monster Energy Cup happening at Sam Boyd Stadium next Saturday, October the 13th, for the first person with the correct answer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. One beer.
What's going on, man?
Not even half a beer.
One beer. And it's a pumpkin beer.
It's a pumpkin beer. X107.5, good morning.
I'd say at the beach.
At the beach is... correct. Technically, she said ocean, but beach is close enough. Yeah. Good job, man. You're going to the Monster Energy Supercross event at Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, October 13th.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right. Okay.
Good job, guys.
Way out in the land.
the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.